This is Central Time. I'm Rob Farah.
And I'm Veronica Rickard. Coming up, we'll find out what it takes to pass a constitutional amendment. Governor Walker said this weekend that he would support one to keep decisions about marriage under state control.
First, Wisconsin Bike Week started this past Saturday, runs to next Saturday. Organizers hope to celebrate Wisconsin bicycling and encourage people to make the bike a basic part of their daily transportation plans.
The League of American Bicyclists just released their rankings of the most bike-friendly states a few weeks ago, and Wisconsin slipped from number 2 to number 9 on the list.
Dave Cheslevich is with us now to talk about Wisconsin's reputation as a bike-friendly state. He's executive director of the Wisconsin Bike Federation. Dave, welcome back to the show.
Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
So were you surprised to hear this news that the state had dropped from number 2 to number 9 in these national rankings of most bike-friendly states?
No, unfortunately, not only was I not surprised, I was grateful that it wasn't even worse. The league was right to penalize Wisconsin, and they did it because of the proposed changes to bicycle programs by Governor Walker. In his budget, he would repeal our state's complete streets law. We'd be the first state in the nation to repeal a complete streets law. He would have zeroed out the state's stewardship fund, which is used for trail development, and he would have eliminated all state funding for what's called the Transportation Alternatives Program, which helps build bicycle infrastructure and infrastructure for pedestrians in the state. So it was a really tough budget, and the league's rankings came out just after the governor introduced his budget, and so they based their rankings on that, and I think it was appropriate.
We'll get into the specific points in a bit, but maybe tough budget time. Bicycling, nice, but a luxury. There are more important priorities. We don't have the money for bikes right now. What do you make of that that argument?
Well, I'd say actually now's the time to invest in bicycle and pedestrian infrastructure because it's a whole lot less expensive than driving. The Legislative Fiscal Bureau has estimated that the total cost of the Complete Streets program, by the way, the program simply says that when a road or a street is being built or reconstructed with federal or state money, you have to take into account the needs of bicyclists and pedestrians. And the Legislative Fiscal Bureau, which is a highly respected nonpartisan organization, has estimated that the total annual cost of that program is $195,000. Now, that may seem like a lot of money to you and me, but the transportation budget is $3.3 billion. That's billion with a B. So if our math is right, that's 0.006%. So it's not a lot of money, but it does a lot of good. We know, unfortunately, just this weekend, there was a tragedy in which two cyclists were killed. So we know that providing safe cycling infrastructure saves lives, reduces injuries, and reduces all the costs, both human costs and dollar costs that go with that.
So more on this Complete Streets law. What does a road look like when it's been remade or made in the first place to be Complete Streets compliant versus one that hasn't?
Sure. Well, we're starting to see these installations all over the state, so I think most of the listeners would be familiar with them. You might see a bicycle lane simply painted, or you might see it totally painted in a green color to set it off better. You might see treatments of intersections. You might see bicycle stop-and-go lights. In some cases, you might see overpasses, like we see here in Madison over the Beltline, for example. Or they could be dedicated bicycle lanes. But for the most part, you're seeing installations that simply create a street that's usable for cars, pedestrians, cyclists. Installations can be as simple as a simple sidewalk in places where they're needed. And we like to emphasize the fact that these sorts of installations aren't just good for cyclists and pedestrians. They're good for drivers, too, because drivers really need to know what their space is, what the cyclist space is, and if both parties respect those spaces, we're going to have a lot less in the way of conflicts.
So motorists pay for amenities via gas tax, user fees. Bikes, as I understand it, don't have that, though there was a proposal to have some kind of sales fee, sales tax on bikes to pay for these things. Would you support that kind of user fee for bicyclists to make this up and bring some of these things back?
So the Wisconsin Bike Fed has always been open to discussions about some sort of dedicated fee to go for bicycle infrastructure. What was proposed in the budget was not a good idea. The bike tax was basically a sales tax at point of sale on new bikes. It was $25 regardless of the cost of the bike. And as proposed, it wouldn't have even gone for bike infrastructure. It would have gone into the general transportation fund. So we fought that very strongly, and it appears that the legislature has backed down on that idea. But we've always been open to discussions about that. Now, you can make an argument that, you know, most of us who cycle also drive, and so we are paying gas taxes and registration fees in that way. The bicycle industry in our state is a $1.5 billion industry, 14,000 jobs, so it pays a lot in the way of sales taxes and payroll taxes in this state. And, of course, cyclists, for the most part, are actually saving taxpayers money because every cyclist on the road means less wear and tear on the road, less competition for expensive parking stalls and the like. So you can make a pretty strong case that cyclists actually save money in the long run. But despite that, we're still open to conversations about some sort of dedicated source of funding. And what we told the Finance Committee is that if they would like to pass a resolution that isn't a bike tax but calls for a study on that, we'd be happy to be part of it.
Talking to Dave Cislevich with the Wisconsin Bike Federation about the recent news that the state had dropped from 2nd to 9th in bike friendliness in a national survey. It's Wisconsin Bike Week right now, by the way. Dave, what are some of the positives that have had us at number 2 that still have us in the top 10 of the nation? Why is chilly, snowy Wisconsin rated a top bicycling state in the country?
You know, we've got a great history. When you see some of the great paved roads in our state, that's a product of two things. You know, a lot of states, when you get out to the rural parts of those states, you'll find gravel. In Wisconsin, you find very little gravel, and there's two reasons for that. One is the dairy industry. Obviously, if you own dairy cows, they need to be milked every day, and you need to get that milk off the farm. And so part of the reason for paving all Wisconsin's rural roads is the dairy industry, but actually the impetus for that came before daring took off in our state, and it was being pushed by wheelmen, by associations of cyclists. So actually, cyclists were the first folks to advocate for good roads, not just in Wisconsin, but around the country. But we've had a tremendous success with that. And so one of the reasons cycling is so big in our state is because we have so many great paved, quiet rural roads where people can cycle. We've also had a great cycling industry. Trek, obviously, one of the biggest bicycle builders in the country. Saris Cycling Group. Mad Rax up in Wanakee. Pacific Cycle, which owns the Schwinn brand and some others. They're all located here. Planet Bike, bicycle accessories. So we're really the center of a lot of the bicycling industry as well. And then I think Wisconsinites just generally love to get outdoors. And you know, whether that's deer hunting or fishing or hiking, cross-country skiing, whatever, we like to get out in the outdoors, and bicycling is a great way to do that.
Now, earlier you mentioned, and this national report mentions, the Knowles-Nelson Stewardship Program being cut. What would that mean for the future of bike trails in the state?
That would have been disastrous. Now, we're happy that the Joint Finance Committee voted not to accept the governor's proposal. They restored the stewardship fund, although they did cut it. So it was a maximum of $50 million a year in borrowing. The governor would have zeroed that out for 13 years. Joint Finance restored it at the level of $33 million a year. So we're grateful for that. And what it means is that we can continue to invest in our trails. So the stewardship fund is used to expand state parks, natural areas, places to hunt and fish, but also state trails. It's been used to improve some 30 state trails around the state. I was just at the 50th anniversary of the Elroy Sparta Trail just this weekend, where Governor Tommy Thompson spoke. He, by the way, signed stewardship into law back in 1990. So it's had a bipartisan history of support, and it's back in place, and it means that state trail development can continue at least at some pace.
We're talking to Dave Cislevich now with the Wisconsin Bike Federation about the state's slipping reputation as a bicycle-friendly state, according to a new national report.
And we're taking your calls. Do you think Wisconsin is a bike-friendly state? Do you feel comfortable biking in your community? And what do you think could make our state better for bicyclists? Call in, share your ideas at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or you can post on the Central Time Facebook page.
We'll pick up the discussion and get to your calls in just a minute after a look at the latest news with Kristen Durst. You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. We're continuing our conversation now with Dave Cheslevich of the Wisconsin Bike Federation about how Wisconsin slipped from number 2 to number 9 in the rankings of the most bicycle-friendly states.
And you can join the conversation at 800-642-1234. Should bikes be a priority in the state's transportation funding in our current budget? Are you surprised to hear that Wisconsin slipped in these rankings? If you are a bicyclist, do you see things getting better or worse? What do you like? What don't you like about riding a bike in the state? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also post at the Central Time Facebook page. Now, Dave, as you're concerned about changes to bicycling here in Wisconsin, what do you see happening in the rest of the country? Are other states taking the lead, doing new innovative things?
They really are. Not just states, but local governments all over the country have really stepped up the game. And that's great to see. You know, to some extent, Wisconsin is being outpaced, not just because of some of the steps back that have been recently proposed, but simply because other states have really stepped up their game and they're just outpacing us in terms of the things they're doing. Just give you one example, trail development. For a long time, Wisconsin led the Midwest in the miles of recreational trail that we've had. We've recently been overtaken by Minnesota and Michigan. And so it's not that Wisconsin hasn't added miles of trail, it's just that those two states have added a lot more. So actually, it's a good thing. Competition is a good thing. States are competing for quality of life to attract workers. They're competing for tourism dollars. And Wisconsin has got to recognize that we can't sit on our laurels. And moving from second at one point in the nation now down to ninth should be a wake-up call for us.
You mentioned tourism. How big a deal is bicycle tourism?
It's huge. It's a big part of the $1.5 billion that bicycling contributes to our economy. Now, that's made up of manufacturers, tourism, bicycle shops, other things. But everywhere I go in the state, if you visit the web pages of any county, I'm on my way to La Crosse this evening, and I'm going to stop and do some trout fishing. And along the way, I've checked out the websites of the counties along the way. Well, each of them doesn't just talk about trout fishing and hunting and other things, but each of them talks about the bike trails they have. So even in the rural parts of the state where you wouldn't necessarily expect it, you find local chambers of commerce and tourism industry groups touting the great biking they have, and that's because they do have great biking all over the state of Wisconsin.
Talking to Dave Cheslevich with the Wisconsin Bike Federation about the quality of Wisconsin's bicycling infrastructure. It's Wisconsin Bike Week. New report finds we've slipped from second to ninth. You can share your thoughts. Should biking be a state funding priority? What do you like? What do we need in the state when it comes to bicycling? 800-642-1234 is the number to call. That's 800-642-1234. Dave mentioned a couple times it's Wisconsin Bike Week. Did it used to be called Wisconsin Bike to Work Week? What changed and what happens during the week?
Yeah, we did a couple things. So National Bike to Work Week is declared by the League of American Bicyclists out of Washington, D.C. And, of course, as Wisconsinites, we can't just accept stuff that comes out of Washington, D.C. We gotta mess it up. So we did. The thing about Washington, of course, is that if you're there in May, it's pretty nice. If you're in Wisconsin in the middle of May, it can be iffy. And so after several years of some pretty questionable weather, we decided to move our bike week back 3 weeks. So we're doing it 3 weeks later than the rest of the country. And so far, we've seen the good weather to show for it. So I think that was the right move. And we took the to work out of it. So rather than bike to work week, we made it just bike week. And the reason for that is we want to emphasize all good things biking. So not everybody wants to bike to work or can, but a lot of people enjoy mountain biking or they enjoy road biking or cyclocross or a whole lot of different things that you can do on your bicycle. And so we wanted to recognize and celebrate all of that. But for those of you who are listening in Madison, all those great bike to work activities are still there. Rock cakes on the bike path is Wednesday, bacon on the bike path is Friday, and all the things that you've come to expect we're still doing.
And what else are things going on in other cities around the state?
Yes, so there are activities planned in a lot of different places. Folks can go on the BikeFed website, which is wisconsinbikefed.org. And you can see events. We've listed events in Madison, Milwaukee, Eau Claire, and La Crosse. Now, I know there are probably events going on in other places, but these were places where we had information on what was being done. So you can go to our, again, to our website, wisconsinbikefed.org, and get all the details.
One priority for the League of American Bicyclists in this national study we mentioned that I wanted to get into, the idea of a vulnerable road user law in Wisconsin. We don't have one, as I understand it. What is that, and why would you like to see that happen?
Yes. Well, this is a law that's being enacted in other states, and essentially it fills a gap. Right now, if you were to kill or injure a cyclist or other vulnerable users, say a police officer writing a ticket on the side of the road or a postal worker delivering mail, for example, there could be a gap. If you were to be a driver, hit that vehicle or person and kill or injure that person, if you were under the influence of drugs or alcohol, that would obviously be a crime. If, for example, you just weren't paying attention or were distracted, that is very difficult to prove in terms of criminal negligence. And so what has happened in too many cases is that folks who injure or kill a cyclist have essentially gotten away with a slap on the wrist, a simple moving violation, if that. And so what vulnerable users does is it creates a middle range of offenses, which we know that prosecutors are much more likely to bring. We've had cases where prosecutors have told us, look, we would like to bring stronger charges, but we don't think we're going to get a conviction simply because the requirement of proof is so high. And so this creates what we feel is a punishment more fitting to the offense. And so we tried to pass that bill last session, weren't successful. We'll be reintroducing it after the budget.
And Dave, as we wrap up, is Wisconsin, do you think, doomed to keep slipping in the national biking reputation, or can things be turned around?
No, things are turning around. So the budget is already better than the one the governor introduced. The governor had zeroed out stewardship. Three-quarters of it has been restored. The governor had not proposed, but a bike tax had been talked about. That's not going to happen. Complete streets is still being debated, but we have a reasonably good chance, we think, of reinstating complete streets and possibly the TAP money as well. So the budget is already better than what Governor Walker had proposed, and our feeling is, hey, let's get back to where we were, and then let's get back on the road to improvement.
Dave, thanks a lot for being with us today.
Thanks for having me.
That was Dave Cieslewicz, Executive Director of the Wisconsin Bike Federation, with us to talk about the news that Wisconsin dropped from number 2 to number 9 on rankings of the most bike-friendly states.